Young Maasai, adorned with headdresses decorated with ostrich feathers and sporting hair dyed in red ochre, capture their rite of passage into adulthood with selfies. From Kisii to Nairobi, passing through Machakos, hundreds of young Maasai from the Thmoran generation, warriors in the Maasai language, have flocked to Naalar to participate in an emblematic ceremony. This tradition, symbolizing their transition into adulthood, represents a pivotal moment in their lives. It also captures the tension between tradition and modernity. It's the culmination of our youth. This ceremony strengthens the bond between us and anchors our identity, Hilary Ajapoy, a young medical student, shares proudly, her gaze concealed behind sunglasses, her chest adorned with traditional beads. The scene is striking, a sea of participants dressed in red, the sacred color of the Maasai. From their hair infused with a mixture of ochre and oil to their shuka, the traditional blanket, everything speaks to a commitment to ancestral customs. However, this age-old tradition is in tension with contemporary reality. Many of these young individuals have left their native region to pursue studies or jobs in urban environments. Despite the distance, the rite of passage, held only every 10 years within each clan, has a unifying power. Yet modernity does seep in, even into these rituals. Peter Ledamantuntai, a 24-year-old agriculture student, emphasizes, beyond Western education, traditional education remains crucial. It shapes our behavior. Olarina Korea, an elder in the community, adds, "We instill in the youth the importance of being responsible citizens. However, certain traditions, such as lion hunting or female circumcision, must be relinquished, especially when they breach the law." These traditions, once central to Maasai culture, are gradually fading. With lion hunting now illegal, the benefits of tourism, especially in key areas like the Maasai Mara Park, have become pivotal. Moreover, even though circumcision was a deeply rooted custom, the 2011 ban in Kenya has resulted in the decline of this practice. Social dynamics are also shifting. While in the past, marriage could only take place after the Unoto ceremony, an increasing number of Moran are altering this trajectory. As Olarina Korea playfully notes, society is changing. Many of them, during their studies, find love and marry. We adapt. However, despite these changes, a significant concern remains, the potential for cultural erosion. For Olarina, the threat lies in external commercialization overshadowing the true custodians of these traditions. Thus, balancing between the past and the present, the Maasai community strives to navigate the preservation of identity while adapting to a continuously evolving modern era. With AFP.